the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America. Thank you.
give up everything you have for the name of God. A man named Job lost everything. Even the help of his wife.
River.
my nourishment, and I don't intend to move. The word of the Lord is planted in my heart. It is my treasure, and I won't move. I know many things are going to come, and it's going to try to get me to move, but I won't move. There are many things that happen in life. Many things. And some of those things are hard to bear. But I've learned over the course of the night that they come to make you stronger. And I intend on being made strong by the things that are in this life. There was a man that the Lord touched that was blind, and his sight opened. And when it did, he said, I saw men like trees walking. And the mind will think, oh, he didn't see things right. He saw things perfectly then. But to see things as a carnal man, the Lord touched him again and he began now to see men as men. But let's deal with what he saw first. He saw men as trees. If you put your trust in the Lord, you will see yourself as a tree that's planted by water. And you will bear all manner of fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. And if you let it abound, Peter said, you will never be a barren tree. You won't be like that fig tree the Lord saw at a distance. It had leaves. And him being a hungered, he desired to have figs. And saw the tree afar off, not having any. And he cursed it, that it would never, ever bear fruit, ever. And the man of God, some time later, walked and saw the tree, said, my God, the tree he spoke to is now dried up and gone and died, even down to the roots. Hence, if you are that tree that the Lord spoke to and said, you'll never bear fruit, you will dry up even to the roots. So if you're planted by the rivers of water, you being dead, you can't suffer no water. But if something is in you and if that thing abounds, 2 Peter 1st chapter. If that thing abounds, you will neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of God. And if you consider that the Lord himself is a tree, he is a tree of life, but he's also a tree of knowledge. Whether it's good or evil, that's God. So if you are going to be fruitful in something, you have to know God. And there is an opposing force to God. In my waking after my nap, I feel like I slept 9 hours. But it was a moment that I had that was in my prayer with you, that whatever the will of heaven is, it has to be done in the earth with me. It cannot be separate. One is one thing and one is another. They have to be the same. And I'm not one to want the Lord to come and say, there's one thing that thou likest. And you have to judge your own self by this. I'm judging mine.
there was a man wealthy, had a lot of things, and asked the master, "Master, what is the greatest commandment? How do I enter into life?" And the Lord began to give him the commandments, and he said, I have all of those things. And the Lord said, "Then sell what you have and give to the poor. Here's that one thing. I'm going to throw away salvation for that one thing." I will not meet God and have life because I don't want to give up one thing. Here's God's creation in the garden. He said, every tree in here is good for food, but don't touch. Serpent came in and said, "You don't really mean that. You ain't gonna really die." And everything else he said, it looked good and it was good for food, for what it's built for. But the one thing he said, don't do what we do. We throw away salvation for. Someone get all in your face. And they said, "Bishop Johnson, Bishop Johnson, Bishop Johnson," and you bring them to the dead. Say, Peter said, "The present tree." And they look at your skirt because it has a top. And you give them the word of God. What do they accept? They don't take it. One thing. It don't take two or three things to give up your salvation. All it takes is. Bishop Nehemiah told the church. See, some saints go to the grocery store and they just be eating grapes out of their thing before they even get to the counter. So you eat a branch of them and then you put the rest of them up there and they wait. They can't wait what's in your belly. And you end up in hell and say, "Well, Lord, how I ended up here?" And he play back for you them grapes. You stole those grapes. Said, "I lived a holy and a righteous life, but I painted one fingernail," he said. "I had a little gold on one fingernail." And you wake up in hell and say, "Oh, I ended up here." And the Lord said, "No, I do." One. He said, all it takes is one thing. And it's like, really? Yes. If the commandments of God are grievous, but you have to figure out yourself, am I going to throw away all of God's good for? The flesh don't want to die to nothing. It wants all or nothing. So it will take nothing. Cancer is like that. It'll eat you up until it eats the host. And praise the cancer, when I die, what's going to happen to you? You're going too. It doesn't care. A very good friend of mine, Benita Cooper. She was one of Anthony's angels. I had three from high school all the way through college. Three girls always said, "You're Anthony's angels." I don't know why they did that, but Wayne Singleton is a very good friend of mine. And her, she was one of them. And it was like Benita had ovarian cancer. And she didn't want me to know until she was very far on. And I went to visit her, and we began to talk. And she is the one that told me, she said, "This thing that I have that it cannot cure will kill me. But," she said, "I'm going to also kill it." And she said, "Patterson, I want you to have the most precious thing that I own." And I didn't know what it was. But when she passed, she had already had it wrapped up. And her mother brought it to me. It was a very famous painting. It still now, right to this day, hangs outside of my bedroom door. And she said, I will be victorious over this. And the way she saw it was odd, but she was right. She got the victory over it because it starts here. But most of us would give up all of our faith because something is pressing. And not say, I'll get the victory even if I have to do this for the name of the Lord's sake. And show the people of God, I'll bear this for God's people. To show you God is able.
Yes, yes.
There are so many people who are in here laying down their lives for the people of God. People are crippled. Said, I'll walk slow for a season. I'll enter heaven maimed as long as I enter. And I'm not willing to throw away all of my salvation, the Holy Ghost, and the baptism, all this struggle. I get to the end and be a fool for all. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Amen.
Not so. Bishop Shelton told the church, Esme Dow Shelton, that is. I'm not talking about the clown that bears his name today. The last name, yes. He said, if you have to hold on by the skin of your hand, and he showed us this, just the skin on a hook, and that's all you got to hold on by. He said, hold on, because a change is going to come. Everywhere you read in the word of the Lord, the enemy came. One thing, turn these stones into bread. If I do that one thing, what do I lose? I lose who I am. So what do? I suffer and not do it. Why? For the name of the Lord's sake.
Amen.
So as I prepare to come to you, the mind is so clear right now that I am a tree and I bear all manner of fruit. Now, who's trying to spoil my fruit? Who's trying to dig me up to the root and throw me in a desert? Because he's able to do it if I let it. But since the Lord has a hedge about me, I don't have to worry about him unless the Lord says, try it and see if he will forsake me for. And with the warning that I got, the warning, will I do it? No. Because I know what hell is. I know 100% of what hell is. I don't even have half the story with him. So I long to see the other half.
Amen.
Peter, in the second chapter, the first verse, began to tell the church something that is needful for you to know. If these things be in you, he said, and abound, you won't be barren. And your fruit will be all season, your evergreens. Winter, you're bearing your green leaves.
1 Peter, 1st chapter.
Yes.
Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ.
Here is the point that I'm making to the church. It says servant to who? You.
To them that
don't get it twisted and don't get it backwards, unless I have this discussion again. Who do I serve?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and you. You've been talking to Dave Lamar Thomas. I'm the manifestation of that. But I serve you. How can we hear without? How can he preach except God send him to you? So therefore, yes, ultimately, you and he is right. However, for this speech, it is, I serve you. Because the Christ that is in you, I will not let it fail. It can't fail. Then that body want to give up everything that is God and go to where all flesh, some something is holding you, it's called the reins of God. It's got you. But you can cut it. You say, Simon Peter, here's the rock. Yes, Cephas, yes.
To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God.
Who is that? In that you must be a light in that we have obtained the same thing through Christ. Don't let this office fool you that y'all have to do some crazy stuff to make me think on something. You can't make me think on nothing because I'm nothing. God can always, you know how many of these have people like me? He said we are least in him. He can throw us away like a shack. All that Moses did, said Moses, speak to the rock. And because of y'all, Moses, the Lord still did the water. But he reminded that man of God, I asked you to speak to it, to prophesy to it, to make it do what I said, speak. But he could not get another people. The people continued, though Moses stopped. So this servant of God comes and leave this written in the word for you. Grace and peace
be multiplied
to you
through the knowledge of God.
What do you know? Here with this ministry, you ain't going to like it. Say, oh my God, is there more? You trying to get me to slow up? I got you so busy thinking. You say, oh my God, I'm so twisted. Wait. Come on, Lord, help me. Now, how do I reconcile this? What is the reciprocity of how I think about this? Come on, Lord. You're searching in and out of the word of the Lord. Why? You have been given the knowledge. You've been given the base. You've been given the principles of the doctrine. And now you're going on to perfect yourself. Yes.
And of Jesus our Lord.
Yes.
According as the divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Wow. That's a mouthful. What has he given us? How did we get it? And if the Lord has given it to you, what are you going to do with it? Are you willing to throw it away for one thing or dot in a dress? Adopt. And people so busy about a print. But he said no wrinkles. Let's discuss. The word says no wrinkles. It don't say no prints or dots or anything. But it said no wrinkles. And y'all get permanent creases in your dresses. I know because I made them. My sister wanted a pleated skirt, so I pleated it. Those are just permanent wrinkles. You all buy material that's crunched up and balled up, and y'all shake it out and put it on, and it's just full of wrinkles. The scripture says wrinkles and spots. No such thing. If you're going to be technical about things, will this one thing get you off the track? Because you're so worried about whether the dress is 8 or 9 or 12 inches. The rule is approximately somewhere down there. The rule is, here's an example of colors. We maintain our modesty. But as I told you before, I can't preach Americanized modesty in India. It's not the same. They don't look like you. But in India, I can tell them, here is modesty in your culture. And they say, oh, right, it is. In the Philippines, it's totally different from them. Africa is totally different from them. We have gained knowledge from God. That's why I moved from 1961. The people of God did not, oh, Moses says, stay right here. There's a river to cross. Mm-mm. Moses says, stay right here. When did Moses stay there? Moses said, go to the promised land. Mm-mm. He left us right here. I'm going to stay right here. Well, he went and saw the land. Mm-mm. I ain't going over there. Mm-mm. Joshua said, come on. Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, come on, let's go now. The people of God have to continue. There's an end to this, saints. You're in the middle. There's an end to the thing. The Lord has given us now knowledge of his grace, who he is. And I'm not willing to throw it away for one thing, not even for Kenneth, the moon Omega. But most people did. That one thing, follow Nehemiah. Easiest thing to do, where's Nehemiah? Follow him. But that one thing caused thousands of souls to go the way of all flesh. And once they went the way of all flesh, the world was easy to take off the dresses. Y'all can wear women's pants. Women's pants, their fly go to the left. Men's go to the right. But how would my dress look? What do I do with a dress to make it a man's dress? Make my fly go to the right? Society has not accepted, though they're trying, a man to be in a woman's garment. I don't care how much Will Smith's son is trying to make it fashionable. There's some people that are doing it now. It'll probably catch on. Give the world some time. There was a time men didn't wear earrings in their ears. You are of a different nature if you had them in your ear. You had to wear it on a certain side. Right? You were on the right if you use them. You were on the right. Then all of a sudden they said, we don't care. They got both ears, they got the nose, they got everything. Can't tell. But society grew to that. There was a time when it was coming, people were laying folks out in the street that were doing it. When the actresses were putting on men's slacks, the church was having a fit. When it was on the screen, they would turn that stuff off, get that thing out of our house. That's not the first thing, that's the television. They were throwing the television in the yard because women were covered with pants on. Then Calvin Klein came along and made an androgynous look that you couldn't tell whether it was male or female. You'll be surprised what happens in advertising. That your eyes don't even see the liminal message that's coming through on the page. But you have gained the knowledge of God. And through that, will one thing stop you? You throw your life in God away for.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
You have the greatest promise ever given. The song of the young man's song. I wrote the song. And every time I hear it sang, sung, it gives me a crazy feeling of, you should be in this position, he should be doing this. But it talks about, if you can just give me the words that would encourage me, speak to my bones to make them live again. Tell me how it's going to be in eternity. Because right now, I remember the issues I was having in life when I wrote it. I remember how bad things were when I wrote it. And when he heard it, it was like, oh my. Grandson, where did that come from? But what I needed was from here to encourage me, to see the things of how it's going to be, so I don't have to worry about the carnal thing that is pressing right now. Because I cannot give up my eternal life for nothing. There is no exchange that I'm willing to make. What about you? Whereby we have these exceedingly great promises.
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
You have a divine nature. Even though you're walking in flesh and blood, You have a divine nature about yourself because you are a tree that went down and watered in the name of Jesus Christ. The seed of God got thrown in there, got water, sprouted up, coming out in the newness of life. All of a sudden, the tree got nourished. It got this divine Holy Ghost. And here comes the fruit of God off of the tree. Here now the divine nature that you have, yes.
Having escaped the corruption.
You have escaped the corruption of this world.
Through lust.
You've escaped that. Yes.
And beside this.
Beside this.
Give all diligence.
Give all diligence. Keep going after.
Add to your faith.
Add to your faith what you believe God is able to do. Add some virtue. And don't let nobody take it. Add virtue.
And to virtue knowledge.
To virtue add knowledge. To your knowledge.
Temperance.
Be temperate.
And to temperance, patience.
Be patient.
And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness.
Don't we have work? We got work. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. We have work to do. Yes.
And to brotherly kindness.
To brotherly kindness.
Charity.
Love. If these things be in you and abound more and more and more and more.
They make you.
They make you.
That shall neither be
you barren. You will neither be barren.
Nor unfruitful.
Unfruitful in.
The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
But if you lack these things,
is these things is blind and
you're blind, you cannot see
afar off,
no faith,
and have forgotten
no vision. You have now forgotten
that He was purged,
that the Lord purged you from all your sins. You can't even remember. Can't even think about it. You threw away for one thing. All that work God has done, Jeremiah. I still won't move. And I'm still happy to know that what I'm willing to do is not to give up. Because I've come too far. The Lord has to reward them that have a mind like you. That giving up is not an option. 17th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse.
Jeremiah 17.
Yes.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm.
May you put your trust. And something that is going downward, that's going to perish.
And whose heart departeth from the Lord.
And your heart go away from God.
For he shall be like the hill in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh.
That's, you ever seen, you see these movies, these desert, and you see the wind blowing in the desert, and this little ball of, leaves, not leaves, but a branch or something. Yeah, and it's just rolling. That's what that is. It's just in the desert, just a little ball or nothing. It don't know when good comes. It's just dry, dead up weed. Yes.
But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness.
It has the parched places. It's dead, it don't need water.
And it's salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord.
Blessed now is the man that trusts in the Lord. He won't be in parched places.
And whose hope?
He has his hope in
the Lord.
No, give that up for what? Yes.
For he shall be as a
tree. He shall be as a tree.
Planted by the rivers, planted by the waters.
Planted by the waters.
And that spreadeth out her roots by the river. and shall not see when he cometh.
I don't care. The sun will not smite me by day, neither the moon bother me by night. Why? I put my wings out, my roots, and the Lord is touching in me, just sucking up water. Yes.
But her leaf shall be green.
You are an evergreen, didn't I tell you? Y'all didn't think it was blue? Will be green. Ever green. You won't fade if you trust in the Lord. The thing is, can you make the decision to either rather suffer with Christ for a little season than to suffer forever for what? I would rather be with the Lord. Yes.
And shall not be crippled in the year of drought.
Neither when the drought come by, don't worry about it. Where are you planted? By the water. Yes.
Neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
You will not stop from yielding your fruit season by season by season, in season, out of season, in the winter. You are fruitful. Why? The Lord is providing. The hand of God then comes along and the Lord says, is there someone that can suffer for a little bit and bring forth the fruit of this? And someone, not me. Say, hear me, Lord. But you don't have a chance to say, hear me. He just selected. Job was minding his business. Say, can you do it? Prove God is able. And when you see it's upon you, you said, I know the Lord is able. And you're sitting in a tub and can't move, all of a sudden you got in and can't get out. It's now upon you. And you had no clue that this moment was going to be a moment that you couldn't move no more. And then your body on its own, by the design of God, touch it. So I'm going to preserve it. But will you do this to manifest that I'm able? And the soul got to sit there as the water go from hot to cold and can't move. And the Lord, yes, say, blood spoke to it. Yes. Only go to the brain and the heart. And I'm sitting there, can't move. And I didn't know it was my lot. But I am not willing to exchange my soul salvation for this to get the victory over me. I will kill this, even though it's killing me. And I hear a knock on the ceiling, and I have enough in my limbs to knock back and say, I am here, but I can't move. And here come the saints coming in. Get me. And the Lord preserved my life.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I'm here to testify to you that in a dire situation as that, I was not willing to give up the ghost until I got the victory.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Because before that moment came, the man of God had already thrown into my nostrils,
yes, thank you, Lord,
the life of God, knowing what was coming, he prepared me for. And I can walk among you today. Say, there was a time I couldn't move. There's a time I couldn't do anything for myself. But today, I'm to manifest to you, God is able. My fruit was even an evergreen. When the doctor said, man, you're going to die. And I told that doctor in fear, no, you don't know that. My God is, the man of God arrived on a bicycle to come and speak to my soul. I'm trying to hide and say, no, we're going to blast it up all because the saints are going to partake of this suffering because you're doing it for us. But today, our joy is full with her joy.
Amen.
That the Lord took you from nothing to where you are today. By the grace of God. And there was not a willingness in the fiber of that soul to ever give up, though it was hard. But the scripture says, endure hardness as a good soldier, because we're all soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
The heart by itself? Wicked. If the Lord don't turn that stony heart into a fleshly heart, the treasures of one's heart will destroy them. It'll make you give up all that you have for nothing. It would. But you know God. Yes.
I, the Lord, search the heart.
I, the Lord, search it.
I tried the rain.
I tried you.
Even to give early man according to his ways.
I will then give every man according to
his ways.
His ways and his duties. How will you find? You gave up the whole world for one God. And that world is coming and saying, now give God up for us. And you got to say, not so.
Amen.
You dumb clown, do you know how hard it was for me to find this thing out of the smorgasbord of stuff in the world? You know what it took for me to find a table that was not full of vomit? And you think I'm going to give up this pleasure, the pleasure of eating angels' food, for vomit? I often think of the children of Israel who were your examples. The Lord said, I'll give you meat. You want it? Have it. But for me, I'll take the manna. You provide manna from heaven. But what did the heart want? It want what we had. It want to go backward. So it want to give up everything that God is doing for. So the Lord said, here, have. He brought them down right at their feet, and them pearls ate until it was coming out of their noses. What does that tell you? One thing, flesh. Matthew. And then I want you to consider, what are you willing to lay aside that one thing for God? Are you? Is he going to say there's one thing that you like? I had to answer that this morning. No, it's nothing. You can have everything I have. Everything. Ain't got none anyway. I will keep my love. The 19th chapter of Matthew, if you have your books, look at this and study. Beginning at the 16th through the 24th verse.
Matthew 19 and 16.
Yes.
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing?
See this person as yourself asking the Lord, I want eternal salvation. Yes.
What good thing shall I do?
What? Good thing can I do
that I may have
that I might inhabit or inhabit eternal life? What one thing can I do?
And he said unto him,
the Lord answered,
why callest thou me?
Why you calling me good, Kevin?
There is none good but
there's none good but
that is God.
And that's God.
But if thou wilt enter into life,
if you will enter into life and touch this tree called life, which is God.
Keep the commandments.
Keep my commandments.
He said unto him, which Jesus?
Which commandment should I keep, Kevin?
Thou shalt do no murder.
No murder.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
No adultery.
Thou shalt not steal.
Don't steal.
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Don't bear false witness.
Honor thy mother and father.
Honor thy mother and thy father.
And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
And he stopped. The first four, he had already concluded. We don't have to do those, the Sabbath and all those things. So he gave him the six. And the man said, oh, shucks. I've done that my whole life. You got anything else?
Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect.
If you're going to be perfect now.
Go and sell that thou.
Everything you have, sell it.
And give it to the
and
poor.
And give it to the poor.
And thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
And your treasures will now be in heaven.
And come and follow me.
Come go with me. Uh-oh.
But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful.
He was so sad.
For he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
In the conversation, this parable, judge yourself. Judge yourself righteous. Are you willing to have one thing that you're not getting?
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.